And gas in their tanks. You can see them leaving from the landing slips, turning seaward, small wooden ships. From Port of Vancouver, from snug James Bay, from Rupert's Harbour at break of day, from tide-swept Wanda Fuca Strait, from the narrow gut of the Lion's Gate, or out from the mouth of Queen Charlotte Sound, you will see them roll into the salmon ground. They go to plough on a hell's half acre on the breast of the old grey widow maker. With hook-scarred fingers they ply their trade in the place where the ocean storms are made. From dawn till a bloodshot sun goes down to feed hungry folk in some distant town. From Umatilla to Icy Strait, from gaunt Cape Beale to Skidder Gate, the trawler's poles go waving by, etched against a bleared grey sky, where millions of herring and needlefish breed, and spring and coho upon them feed. And the men who man them are men who have come from the Labrador and the coast of Maine, the shallow Baltic, the cold North Sea, from the shores of Japan and Italy. Finns and Norskies, Canucks and Yanks, drag trolling gear on the salmon banks. No weekly paycheck, no 8-hour day, not so many hours for so much pay. Out there beyond pierhead or harbour dock, they take no orders and they punch no clock. Their boats are their own, if not always clear. Their souls are their own, and so is their gear. Now why do they plough on a hell's half acre on the breast of the old grey widow maker, in rain, fog, sunshine, in calm or blow, loaded or empty they come and go. They fish for a living as you and I must work for a living until we die.
Love to hear that. I'm all alone. Nobody knows me. Lord, some whistle blow. Gonna hear that whistle blow. Every morning at 7:45, some woman who's my wife tells me not to be late. I kiss the kids goodbye, I can't remember their names. And week after week, it's always the same. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? Whoop, and program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Then it's code in the day to give the keyboard a punch. Wow. Then browse, correlate, and a break for some lunch. Wow. Call, relate, tabulate, process, and screen. Wow. Program, print out, regress to the mean. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Yeah, then it's home again, eat again, watch some TV, make love to my woman at 10:53. I dream the same dream when I'm sleeping at night. I'm soaring over hills like an eagle in flight. And it's home, boys, can't you code it? And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Someday I'm gonna give up all the buttons and things. I'll punch that time clock till it can't ring. Burn up my necktie and set myself free. Cause no one's gonna fold, bend, or mutilate me. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. And it's, oh boys, can't you code it? And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line.
Good afternoon. This is KFSK Petersburg, Petersburg, Alaska, Fishhead Radio. Friday afternoon street beat show. My name is Alec McMurrin, and we'll start off the show reading from the book entitled Streets to the Past, a historic street name guide for Petersburg, Alaska, written by Emily Blender, published by the Clausen Memorial Museum in 1999. Cover designed by Sue McCallum and Emily Blender. And this is a boat. This is a book about the boats that the streets were named after in Petersburg. And there's a bunch of streets here named after the commercial fishing boats that have been here and are here. And this boat sort of relates the two. And this, we are up to the F.V. Pearl for Pearl Street. Pearl Epp Street. F.V. Pearl, year launched, a long time prior to 1938. The length was 40 feet. Engine was a 95 horsepower Chrysler Crown. The color was gray, white, with a green hull, white house. Service types, troll, salmon, longline, halibut, and seine for salmon. Shipwright and shipyard, unknown. And there's a nice picture of it in here, and there's a picture of a lot of these boats in this book. You can get this book up at the museum. Adolph Mathiesen bought the Pearl F in 1938 from Billy James, and she was painted gray. She was an old troller, so Adolph completely rebuilt her in 1942, rigged her for the seine fishery, and they painted her white. Adolph sold her about 1950 to someone who probably lived in Cake. And later on, very early, in the 1960s, Dave Hall owned her. At that time, her hull was green and she had a white house. He sold her to somebody probably living in Sitka. We don't know what happened to her after that. However, she was beached at Cake and stripped many years later. Dale Rose was fairly new to Southeast and was standing on the Pearl F with his uncle Dave Hall. Also on board were Dave's wife and their children. One night, they were just coming around a little bay near Point Baker. Dave was telling Dale they needed to keep a sharp lookout for logs floating in the water when they heard a thump. They'd hit something hard. A flashlight check of the hold told them that the worst had happened and the boat was leaking. They had no radio, so Dave turned her towards the beach, hoping to reach it before they sank. And as they ran for shore, the water came in faster, and finally their blinking flashlight caught the attention of Captain Andy Hansen on the Sokol. In the meantime, the water coming into the hold swamped the main engine, and when it died, they were drifting. Dave launched the power skiff. He put his wife and his kids in it and told her to go to the beach. The skiff's plug had been pulled, a fact overlooked until it was too late. The skiff was sinking and everyone in it was getting wet and cold. And finally, the Sokol reached the power skiff and they rescued Mrs. Hall and her children. The Apache and Captain Ray Wood was at the bottom of the Narrows and was headed home. They heard the radio chatter and they turned around to help. The Pearl F made it to the beach just as she sank. Dale has a vivid memory of seeing the sunken Pearl F with her lights glowing through the dark water. The Apache rescued Dave and Dale. And when they got back to Pearl F the next day, it was low tide. They tied her off to some trees and they refloated her with the incoming tide. The Apache started towing the Pearl F home as Dave and Dale started working on her. By the time they got to the bottom of the Wrangell Narrows, the 95-horsepower Chrysler Crown engine was going again. Wow. That's good. Pretty cool. We're just right at 1 o'clock here. It's time to read station ID. KFSK Petersburg. We broadcast our main signal at 100.9 FM and our translators, K201AL Port Protection at 88.1 FM. K216 AA Point Baker at 91.1 FM. K241 AS Whale Pass at 96.1 FM. And K276BD Petersburg at 103.1 FM. Well, thanks a lot for listening. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show. We'll have some maritime themed stuff and some just other good music. Of course, later on, we'll have some Jet Report. And that's weather report and that sort of thing. So have a great afternoon.
Oh man, what a winter. Sorrow wide and deep. Is it just the media industry or the whole country that is turning into sheep? I want to go to a good place with a friend of mine. Cast our souls out in the river and watch the whole deal shine. Some little creek in Massachusetts, just over the hill. Oh, I'm going fishing with Bill. Well, Bill, I bet he is a good fly caster. He grew up on these eastern brooks. Me, I grew up on the Midwestern creeks, casting crappy flies for chubs and such. But in my young imagination, I watched the number 20 coachman settle down, sitting by the stove in that little library, reading Roderick L. Hay Brown. I never did fish in Vancouver. I probably never will. I don't care. It's a long and noble tradition, catching trout on a fly. When you're done at the setting of the sun, well, you drink a little bourbon if you're dry. You see some folks out on the river, cool, scientific, and clean. They It looked like everything just kind of stuck to them the last time they walked through old L.L. Bean. My friend Dave's these good fishermen are the ones who have fun, and we will. Oh, I'm old fishing with Bill. Sitting in a bar in Brattleboro, thinking about one of your songs. The rain was pouring down and I was pouring it down, and all I could do was hum along. Talked about going fishing so often, had some party when the gig was done. Well, life slips by like a little dry fly, sliding down a deep, slick run. So let her stand steady like an old mill. Oh, I'm old fishing with Bill. Maybe handsome Molly will pass by as we cast away the hours, somewhere on a river, somewhere far away from stupid people in positions of power. Someday when we ain't folk singers flying through the friendly skies, we won't be waiting for the big break or anything except the evening ride on some spring creek in Wisconsin, or maybe the Baton Kilowide. I'm going fishing with Bill. I'm going fishing with Bill. Mm-mm-mm, I'm going fishing with Bill. Yes, I am. I'm going fishing with Bill. Mm-mm, I'm going.
Right.
I think if we just try a little, some kind of little streamer right at it, just you go ahead and cast, man. Just
what do you got? A blasting cap?
Just a little horn with you. Something right over there.
Number 12 blasting cap.
See that clump of grass over there on the other side?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah,
yeah, right there.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I got this.
Drift something. I got a feeling it's about a 5-pound rainbow laying back.
I'm six.
Under there, just waiting for something.
Yeah.
Come by. We need to catch one.
Are you hungry?
Trout here, Bill. I'm hungry. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll catch the fish.
Okay. I mean, I know we're both catch and release guys. I know we believe in that. But if we just caught one trout, we could eat it, couldn't we? Just
sure.
So we could sustain ourselves, and the beautiful spirit of the trout would become a part of us, and I'm hungry.
Well, okay.
Bill, I'm not complaining about getting lost today. Don't get me wrong.
We weren't lost.
Good day. A lot of parts of Massachusetts I never saw before.
Well,
it's not that. It's just...
The map was broken.
It's late, you know. We need to...
Yeah, okay.
Catch one trout here.
Yep. Yeah,
cook
okay.
Him on the grill.
All right.
I'm going fishing with Bill. I'm going fishing with Bill. I'm going fishing with Bill.
She's coming in, cutting across the sound. And she rattles and she rumbles as she rolls, good God. She's worthy, she ain't never run aground. She got pulp putty plugging up the holes, good God. She's a mighty bit unsteady, and she coughs when she gets cold. She's well put together, all the better when she gets old. She runs on bourbon and boiler steam, and it suits her just fine. She's the Whitby Island over water transfer ferry line. She gets washed in the water at the cross, and she leaps and she lurches as she goes, good God. She got direction, she don't never get lost. They blindfold and lead her by the nose, good God. She gets twisted and unruly, and they try to calm her down. She's a little less than able, but she's the finest ship around. She's a mighty bit uncertain, but she's always on time. She's the Whitby Island over water transfer ferry line. All hail the captain at the head, for he staggers as he clutches to the rail, good God. He has knotted up the mast to make his bed. He's been on every ship that's ever been a sail, good God. He's an old salt hustler and a half-back oiler. He's a mighty bit punchy, he's been gassing up the boiler. He got a full head of steam up blowing salt water brine on the Whitby Island over water transfer ferry line. Thank you. with the deck out in a fog. And they're tugging and a leaning on the line, good God. And she shudders as she bumps up on the logs. And they're twisting and they're tightening on the twine, good God. And the clanging of the chain pins and the banging of the landing. It's a miracle she made it. It's a wonder she's still standing. She could go down like a boulder, but nobody never minds. She's the Whidbey Island over water transfer ferry line. She got a full head of steam up blowing salt water brine on the Whidbey Island over water transfer ferry line.
Duct tape, oh, where is my duct tape? My whole boat is leaking, my window is cracked, my poor heart is broken. I'll fix it with duct tape, fix it with duct tape until you come back.
Duct tape,
oh, where is my duct tape? My whole boat is leaking, my window is cracked, my poor heart is broken. I'll fix it with duct tape. Fix it with duct tape until you come back. Duct tape, oh, where is my duct tape?
My elbows is leaking, my window is cracked, my poor heart is broken. I'll fix it with duct tape. Fix it with duct tape until you come back.
Duct tape, oh, where is my duct tape? My elbows is leaking, my window is cracked, my poor heart is broken. I'll fix it with duct tape. Fix it with duct tape until you come back. Duct tape, oh, where is my duct tape? My whole boat is leaking, my window is cracked, my poor heart is broken. I'll fix it with duct tape. Fix it with duct tape until you come back.
On a fateful day in the month of May, I was sitting catching fish, when a magic whale swam up to the rail and said, please make a wish. So I said, well, gee, I'd love to be like you, a giant whale. Next thing I knew, I was grayish blue, and I had a two-ton tail. Sing a whale song. Sing a whale song. Sing a whale song. As the flounder said to the oyster bed, sing a whale song. With a mighty leap, I dove down deep and swam out through the cove. Then I raced to the top, did a belly flop, and down again I dove. From the Arctic to the Baltic to the far-off Hebrides, like a submarine through the deep blue green, I swam the seven seas and sang a whale song. Sing a whale song. Sing a whale song. As the dogfish barked to the great white shark, sing a whale song. But there were some things I wish I could forget, like that garbage scow off of Curacao, or that oil spill below Brazil, or getting caught in that giant net, and I couldn't get out, and oh, was I upset. So I had to hail that magic whale who changed me back once more, saying, now that you know the great below, we need your help on shore. To tell your tale of being a whale and all you've seen and done, then wet and dry we'll unify, and all the world is one. We'll sing a whale song. Sing a whale song. Sing a whale song. From the smallest ant to the tallest tree, from the highest peak to the deepest sea, all the world will ring in harmony. Sing a whale song.
Just right at 1:15 here at KFSK Petersburg, Alaska. KFSK Petersburg Fishhead Radio. This is the Afternoon Street Beat Show. I'm Alec McMurrin. I called up at Viking Travel and I talked to Feeney. And Feeney's up there working her wings off. And I asked her about Flight 64. And she said Flight 64 is coming in at 1:52. And due to take off at 2:42. So once again, our friends up at Viking Travel, Flight 64, coming in at 1:52 and taking off at 2:42.
Johnny. Let your ball of water flow in the morning, making by you Sarah show. Sarah show. The boat is steady rolling, but she ain't a rolling ride. 'Cause Johnny Ball
living as a Bay Man anymore. There ain't much future for a man who works the sea, but there ain't no island left for islanders like me. Yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah,
and I know this is the place for me. Get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean, but you gotta get away to where the boat leaves. Tell me. Grab your coat, you won't need it where we are going. Get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean, but you gotta get away to where the boat leaves from. Pick me up, pick me up, pick me up. Put me down,
down in the sand where it's cool.
Put me down,
and when I fall on my stool,
put me down,
I'll just sleep there till morning comes round. With sunshine, ten ladies, and pina coladas, and Bob Marley songs that are playing. There's a song in my ear that I want you to hear. Soft tropical lips that are singing.
Get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean, but you gotta get away to where the boat leaves from. So get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean, but you gotta get away to where the... So get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away all of your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in the blue ocean, but you gotta get away to where the boat leaves from.
Fishing town, the old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim, but don't go searching for a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale, her face it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, but I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. Signed unto a sailing ship, my very first day at sea, I seen the mermaid in the waves, are reaching out to me. Come and live with me in the sea, said she, down on the ocean floor, and I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before. So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar upon the silver dish. From her head to her waist, it was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale, her face it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, I only like the upper part, I did not like the tail. Swam away, so I sang to the clams and the whales. Oh, how I miss her seaweed hair and the silver shine of her scales. But then her sister, she swam by, set my heart a whirl. Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but her bottom part was a girl. Yes, her hair is green as seaweed, her skin is blue and pale, her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, and I don't give a damn about the upper part. That's how I get my tail. Come here, mate, little darling. Show me your fillets. Here, fishy, fishy, fishy. Come here, my darling. Come here, my little puppy. Oh, yeah. Show me your fin.
Never alone, never alone with your clone. You're never alone, you're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You can go out for the night, still stay at home. You can call your cell phone, the cellular phone. You don't need a mirror to see how you've grown. You're never alone with your clone. Well, you can talk to yourself and it won't look weird. You can shave every day and still grow a beard. Have your duplicate personal re-engineered. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone, never alone. Never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone, you're never alone, never alone with your clone. And you can walk all the time in the other guy's shoes and give up your life for the God that you choose. And watch the reports on the evening news, you're never alone with your clone. With the bifocal schizophrenic occurrence, standing in for yourself on the feet of endurance, you can kill yourself, collect the insurance, you're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone, you're never alone, never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone, never alone, never alone with your clone. And you can suffer the victim and be your own thief, both sides of the law, above and beneath. You can be your own dentist and pull your own teeth, you're never alone with your clone. You can marry yourself, the law will allow. Have sex with yourself, but don't ask me how. Immediate instant, the future is now. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone, never alone, never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone, you're never alone, never alone with your clone. If you cloned your own clone in multiplication, there would be no division in your population. You could be your own United Nation. You're never alone with your clone. And clone upon clone, like the fishes and bread, you could so fruitfully settle and spread until the whole wide world was identically bred. You're never alone with your clone. As above and below, an immaculate view, you would look just like God, it would look just like you. And there would be nothing that you couldn't do. You're never alone with your clone. You could write your own warning upon your own wall, a monotonous sameness, the clarion call, and you would go crazy, and so would we all. You're never alone with your clone. No, you're never alone, you're never alone, never alone with your clone. But yeah, you're never alone, you're never alone, never alone with your clone.
I was hiking the Sandias on a bright October day, hauling out some old barbed wire overdue to throw away. As I hiked, I started humming an old Kingston Trio song. I was fat and dumb and happy, thinking nothing could go wrong. I had my can of bear spray, any prudent hiker would. You know, I've often wondered if this stuff is any good. I don't know how it happened, if I tripped or fell or what. I went ass over teacup, came down on my butt. My arm wound up in a crevice and I heard a hissing sound. Felt an odd vibration as I scrambled from the ground. Figured I was snake bit, then I did a double take. It was a punctured can of bear spray, not an angry rattlesnake. They call this darn stuff bear spray, 'cause bears can barely stand it. Hikers towed it with them, that's why they went and canned it. It's filled with chili peppers that you might like in your chow, but in your eyes and lungs, well, they're a bit less fun somehow. There was bear spray on my flannel shirt, bear spray on my pants. On your naked skin, you know this stuff will make you dance. I commenced disrobing quickly, right there on the trail. Staggered down the hill like some demented Chippendale. I drove my truck home praying that the cops were not around, 'cause I'd play hob explaining this strange stripper that they'd found. A fool half blind from bear spray in a beat up antique truck. And the other cops would tease him, Joe, don't you have all the luck? So remember, if you're hiking under dale and over hill, Murphy's Law's alive and well, boys, if it can go wrong, it will. You can never be too careful, take this tip from Ranger Dan. Keep your backside off the barbed wire and your bear spray in the can.
Check it. Give a man a fish, teach him how to fish, bring the whole school to his door. But what's he gonna do when the water dry up and the fish ain't biting no more?
Ain't biting, baby. Fish ain't biting no more. up the bone.
Her away, oh God, and it ain't gonna bring her back. Oh yeah, she's gone, she's solid gone. time she's out, son. When my baby left me, she even took my shoes, and that's enough to give a man those doggone worried blues. Oh yes, she's gone, she's solid gone. Oh Lord, I love that woman, but she's gone, and I know I'm gonna miss her since she's gone. She's solid gone. Make it pretty now.
Uh-huh. working on a push boat for old man Jeffers' Ike. Yeah, old man Jeffers' Ike. Big Sandy with Pete and Lazy Sam. And when I get to Cattlesburg, gonna buy myself a dram. I'll buy myself a dram.
longboats come from distant lands today. Build my house of wood where safely I may lay.
Good afternoon. Just right at a little after 2 o'clock here, KFSK, Petersburg, Fishhead Radio, and just between the earth and sky, we've got the weather. And that weather well, today, cloudy, chance of rain, highs to 63 to 69, light winds, mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain. Highs and lows in the 50s and light winds. Highs maybe 70. It's the same thing all the way through. Maybe a little bit of chance of rain on and off. Lows in the mid-50s. Highs 66 to 74. Next week? All week long? Uncommonly... static. But muskeg messages never are. Muskeg message to Suzanne Smith. You've left your credit card at the Petersburg Pilot. Please come pick it up. Again, that's to Suzanne Smith. You've left your credit card at the Petersburg Pilot. Please come and pick it up. The birthdays for Friday, August 7th. Molly Christensen and Karen McCullough. Birthdays for Saturday, August 8th. Doug Kino, Karen Rosewald, Vance Kowalski, and Jack Beyer. Anniversary, Liz Cabrera and Jeff Rice. And a wedding, Brooke Dormer, Wyatt Bresco. And soon to be an anniversary. Happy birthday, everybody, and congratulations. Birthdays for Sunday. Cynthia Matteson, Joe Vignicki, Gene Kawashima, Jared Olson, William Ware, Katie Eddy, Kira Seal, and Tommy English. And birthdays for Monday, August 10th. Rob Swanson, Cindy Lynn, Dagny Barclay, Laura Joan Perry Tremblay, Jody Banks, Aaron Phillips, Mitchell Jackson, Katie Brock, Nancy Curtis, and Mimi Thomas. Happy birthday, one and all. Have a great day. The community is welcome to play bingo each Friday upstairs at the Sons of Norway Hall. Bingo begins at 7. Doors open at 6:30. Oh, wait. Bingo begins at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30. The mobility assist chair is available to assist you upstairs if necessary. You must be 19 years of age to play. Elks Club hosts steak and seafood night every Friday and Saturday, open to members and guests. Reservations appreciated. Call 907-772-4601. Moose Lodge hosts steak night on the first and the third Friday of each month for members and guests. On Saturday, August 8th at 3 p.m., the Clausen Memorial Museum is showing the 1959 film Ice Palace. They will also be showing it again on Friday, August 14th at 6 p.m. General admission is $5 and covers a tour of the exhibit, the movie, and popcorn and candy. Mitkov Island Alcoholics Anonymous are meeting on Friday, 7 p.m. at the Episcopal Church. At Mitkov Dance Studios at 3rd and Excel. For more information, call 518-0061. Alaska Department of Fish and Game reminds Petersburg residents to store garbage securely to prevent attracting bears into our neighborhoods. Power and Light Department reminds customers of their responsibility to provide clear access to electric water meters. Please clear away brush or building materials, vehicles, or any other obstructive materials that may prevent access. The meter reader needs a clear route to ensure timely and accurate readings. For more information, call 907-772-4203. Filing for candidacy for upcoming election on October 6th, now open. The last day to file for candidacy is August 25th at 4:30 p.m. All forms must be filed with the borough clerk. To see a list of open positions and filing requirements, you can check our online community calendar at kfsk.org or stop by the borough clerk's office in the municipal building or check with the borough website, petersburgak.gov. Early in-person voting is now open and continues through August 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays in the first floor of the municipal building. There will be a planning commission meeting on Tuesday, August 12th. The meeting will take place in the assembly chambers at 12 South Nordic Drive and will be open at 12 p.m. There are four items on the agenda. There will be a bike park work day this Sunday, August 9th, starting at 10 a.m. and ending sometime in the afternoon. If you would like to help, just show up to the corner of Hagen and Sandy Beach Road. The annual PMC Paddle Battle is happening on Saturday, August 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All ages and abilities are welcome to participate in this non-competitive event with kayaks, canoes, paddleboards, and bikes. Paddlers start at 9:30 a.m. Peddlers start at 11 a.m. in Scow Bay and finish at Sandy Beach Park. Participants and sponsors can enter to win. Prizes include Alaska airline tickets, a Trek bicycle, and a dry bag backpack. For more info, contact Julie Walker at 907-772-5552 or go to pmcak.org. Funds raised to support continuing education for staff and scholarships at the hospital. The Petersburg School District's summer food program offers breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. And lunch from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday at the Stedman Elementary School Cafeteria, 303 Dolphin Street. Free for adults. Adults can join for $8 at lunch. For kids ages 18 and younger, they must eat on site. Enter through the cafeteria door. Would you like your pet to be in the 2027 Petersburg Pet Calendar? Submit your pet photos at www.petersburghumane.org by August 15th. Shellfish toxin levels above the regulatory limit have been detected all across Southeast, including all beaches in Cape, Juneau, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Haines. Consuming wild shellfish with elevated levels can lead to paralytic shellfish poisoning. For more information, contact CTOR at 907-966-9650 or CTOR at sitka-tribe.nsn. Do not eat the clams at Sandy Beach. Well, thanks a lot for listening. We'll just have another few minutes of music here preceding the Goat Show.
Chevrolet. Petrified man, sat down for a game. I cut my deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me, don't murder me.
There's a burning fire leading through the haze. Look up.
four.
Sing of a child. It's all a ghost talkers.